Well, joining me now live in studio, special guest Lynn Santangelo. You are a candidate and running for the Republican State Committee, the 1st Plymouth and Norfolk District. If people are not familiar with the district, what towns are those?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me. The towns are Cohasset, Duxbury, Hingham, Hull, Marshfield, Norwell, Scituate, and Weymouth.
Now, you know, for a lot of people with something like this, whether it's a state committee, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, that's inside baseball. What do people do on the Republican State Committee?
Yeah, so a lot of people actually don't know about the role, and the Republican State Committee is the governing body of the Republican Party in Massachusetts. And it is the role of the state committee members in helping to build the Republican Party in their districts by helping recruit candidates, assisting with fundraising efforts, registering new voters, and really helping grow their local Republican city and town committees in the district.
Okay, is this your first run for office?
It is. I'm a newbie, new kid on the block.
Okay, so that's exciting. What made you decide to run? Was it a number of things? Was it an aha moment? Don't want to sound like Oprah, but that's what she says sometimes.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, we see that the country is not going in the right direction, and I'm the type of person, I don't like to sit back on my laurels and not do anything, so I decided to get involved about 2 years ago. I joined a local county committee, the Norfolk County Republican Committee. I'm now the vice chair, and I also sit as the treasurer on the Weymouth Republican Town Committee.
And tell our listeners a little bit about your background. You grew up in Braintree.
Yes, I grew up in Braintree. I purchased my first house in Weymouth in 2016. I work for a small software startup out of California. I get to work from home a majority of the time. And I hold a master's in business from Curry College in Milton. And aside from politics, I'm also a huge animal lover. I volunteer at the Scituate Animal Shelter. And I also sit on the advisory board for the Salvation Army in Quincy.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of times, especially, you know, Massachusetts is such a heavily one-party state. A lot of Democrats, people, I think, vote out of habit, or it's what they've grown up with. You are somebody who made a conscious choice to vote Republican. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I decided, honestly, I was unenrolled for a long time. I switched to Republican 2.5 years ago, and I really think that I've found a lot of people that are Republicans that truly love our country. They want to go back to the American dream and traditional values and really supporting our first responders, our veterans, and those are values that are really important to me.
And tell people how they can find out more about your candidacy, and it's Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Santangelo.
Yes, I have a website, so it's Lynn for M-A. That is LynnForMA.com.
Now, tell people three things if they're going to vote for you and I want to remember you. What are three things that people need to know about you and your candidacy?
Yes, three takeaways. I'm an American first person. I love my country and I believe in supporting and putting our country and our citizens first. I feel I'm the new face of the Republican Party. I'm active. I'm a business professional with blue collar, working class roots. I'm a problem solver and I lead with integrity. And finally, you know, I'd really like to see the Massachusetts Republican Party on a more positive trajectory. And I want to do something about it. I think unity is key and we need to foster the basic beliefs of what it means to be a Republican. And I think that will help the party succeed.
And tell me a fun fact about yourself, something that people wouldn't know, like you're, you know, hula hoop champion or something like that.
I'm not a hula hoop champion, but I mentioned I'm an animal lover, and I rescued a dog 2 years ago down from Alabama, and she is a tripod, so she's missing her front right leg, and she is faster than any other dog I've seen.
What's her name?
Her name is River.
Okay, love that. And again, Lynn Santangelo, how can people find out more about you?
Yes, my website is LynnForMA.com. That is LynnForMA.com.
That's terrific. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We'll put this interview up on our website. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.